Welcome to Bristol Radio, your one-stop shop for all things audio from Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway.
Hey everybody, coming at you from Studio 51 in Concord, North Carolina, but talking about the Last Great Coliseum, Bristol Motor Speedway, NASCAR, short track racing, and a whole lot more. We'll see the audience build a little bit, and then we'll get into the discussion of what's going on in those worlds. Make sure you like, make sure you share. We'll give away a t-shirt or something this week. How about that? We'll give away a t-shirt. You will be eligible if you share this post. So we want to spread the word about what Bristol Motor Speedway has going on, about what NASCAR has got going on, and of course, short track racing. Bristol, after all, is a short track. It's Bristol, baby. And remember, for next year, you got to get your tickets now. BristolMotorSpeedway.com/tickets. I got the spring race, which is going to be fantabulous, as I like to say. And then, of course, next year will be interesting because Bristol has one of the first three races in the first round of the playoffs. So with what we got done with at the Roval there a couple of weeks ago, that's the same position that Bristol will be in next year. So it'll be awfully interesting to see what the Last Great Coliseum actually does to the NASCAR playoffs. I was actually just down at Darlington Raceway yesterday, and Darlington is all pumped up because not only do they have NASCAR Throwback Weekend, but they too have a race in that first leg of the playoffs. So you look at Darlington, you look at Martinsville, you look at Bristol. Three of my favorite tracks, okay? Bottom line, definitely three tough tracks that will eliminate the week in the first round of the playoffs in 2020. So make sure you share this. Make sure you hit that like or the love button, whatever it is there, and let's get some interaction going. What do you want to know about today in the world of NASCAR? What do you want to know about in the world of short track racing? Let's see those comments and so forth coming in. We had Dover this past weekend and the Monster Mile and Kyle Larson finally getting it done. First time in over a year that the darn guy has won a race. How many second place finishes did he have? Something like seven or something like that prior to this victory, after his last victory. So it took a long time for old Young Money to actually get that victory. But he is breathing a sigh of relief. Everybody else on pins and needles. The only person going to be smiling in the Talladega garage area this weekend in Alabama will be Kyle Larson. He's going to walk in and go, "How you doing, boo? How you doing? You a little nervous? You wondering if you're going to make it to the next round of the playoffs?" Yeah, don't worry. I'm already in. I'm okay. I can sleep in my motorhome at night and not have to worry. What a feeling for Kyle Larson after all the misfortune and the bridesmaid roles that he's been in over the course of the last year and a half or so, to get that win at Dover, go into Talladega, the wild card weekend of the playoffs, and know that he's okay. That's got to be a big relief to him and that team owned by Chip Ganassi and Rob Kaufman and everybody there. So kudos to that team. His teammate Kurt Busch is out of the playoffs right now after that first round. But Kurt Busch can go and steal the spotlight this weekend. I'm telling you what, he is good on those restrictor plate style racetracks. So I expect that race car for Kurt Busch to be very strong this weekend in Talladega. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to be involved in the big one? How many big ones do you think we're going to have? Share those comments with me right now. I don't see any comments coming in yet, so I'm a little disappointed. But let me know what you think about what's going on right now heading into Talladega or coming out of Dover or whether it's short track racing. I'm pumped up because, honestly, I'm disappointed because I'm not going to Dega this weekend. Dega's always a fun weekend. And I can't wait to see the multi-million-dollar little renovation that they did there with Talladega Boulevard and so forth. For any fans that are going there this weekend, it's going to be a lot of fun for you. And I want to see pictures. Tweet me this weekend. Show me pictures from Talladega Boulevard. Show me all the partying that's going on there. Had a lot of fun back in the day on Talladega Boulevard. But I'll be going to Winchester Speedway in Winchester, Indiana. It's like the older equivalent of Bristol Motor Speedway with all without the great Coliseum, you know, big stands and so forth. It is a high-banked half mile. that USAC, ARCA, late models, all sorts of things have run on through the years. They've been around for a really long time. And I believe this is the 47th running of the Winchester 400 this weekend, this Sunday, right outside of Indianapolis, about 45 minutes outside of Indy. So I'll be going up there, big super late model race, the championship race for the ARCA CRA Super Series, as well as the pro late models and the street stocks and a whole heck of a lot more as well. It's going to be fun up there in Winchester. If you can't make it up there, listen, if you're at home this weekend, you're hanging out with the family, you're doing something fun like that, you can watch the Cup race on Sunday. It'll be on NBC or NBCSN, I'm not sure, one of the two NBC products. And then you can also watch the Winchester 400 on Speed 51. So you can have the TV set up, you can have the computer set up, you can watch both of them. It'll be a pay-per-view broadcast on Speed 51 this weekend. 33-degree banking of Winchester Speedway. Final race, so the championship-awarding race for the ARCA CRA Super Series. You talk about like Talladega being a wild card for super late models on pavement side of things. That's like a wild card too. Man, could you imagine having to battle for a championship in the final race of the year at Winchester, where anything can happen? You can have the big one, you can destroy a race car, you can rub the wall. It's kind of got a little bit of Darlington as well. You get the Winchester stripe. It's a tough-nosed racetrack. So Josh Brock going for his second consecutive ARCA CRA Super Series. He's got three other contenders there to deal with. Josh Brock is a great story. Cancer survivor out of Kentucky. Survived cancer about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I guess, of what it is right now. And then came back and won the title last year. And now he's going for two straight. He is something else. Good old country boy wearing a cowboy hat. This weekend, supposedly he's going to have cowboy boots on and all sorts of stuff up there. And listen, the leaves. I was up in Indy just the other day. Leaves are starting to turn up there in that part of the country. So fall foliage going to look beautiful there in the middle of the country in Winchester, Indiana. So that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All of those days will be live on Speed 51 as well in a pay-per-view broadcast. But back to Cup. And I don't think I have my comments turned on here today. So there we go. I finally got them turned on there. So I had it swiped the wrong way. We hope you enjoy this show each and every week, the Speed Show with Bob Dillner. That's me. Still have a lot of fun with the world of NASCAR. Get to talk to a lot of people on a daily basis around Charlotte here. And how about Logano and Chase Elliott having trouble at Dover, putting themselves in a hole in terms of getting into the next round of the playoffs. Whew, that's trouble. Trouble right there for Chase Elliott. Had the power plant go bad for him this past weekend. I believe it was an axle for Joey Logano. So he had trouble right from the start of the race, and by the time they got it fixed, he was a ton of laps down. Logano called it the mulligan. You can call it the mulligan, but I think they're in a must-win situation right now. And how about this? Chase Elliott wins in the final round of the first round to get in that next round. Now he's got trouble right away in the next round, and he's got to win again, which he could do. Hendrick Motorsports has been getting stronger and stronger. And listen, anybody can win this week at Talladega. Anybody. It's like going to Vegas and going to the roulette table, and you never know whose number is going to come up. Bottom line. And the same thing. Everybody always asked me, you know, when I was doing the TV thing in NASCAR for the 17 years that I did it full time, everybody would ask me, who do you think is going to win? Who's your pick? And I'd say, you can't pick anybody at Talladega. And they said, why not? I said, it's like a crapshoot. Okay, you don't know because anybody can win. Okay, if you want me to pick somebody right now, I would say, let's go hero or zero. Let's say Corey LaJoie is going to win. He could. Absolutely. This is one of his best opportunities of the entire year. Matt did Benedetto, you know, did so good, close to winning at Bristol. He could win. And that's because it's the even playing field that the restrictor plate provides. You have to have a little sass behind the wheel to put your car in the right position at any time. But at the same time, you also have to have a little know-how of what move to make and when, because you can be bit in a hurry. Talladega can reach out and bite you hard. And then you could see 12, 15 cars piled up in a hurry. But I'm not telling you anything that you don't know already. But that is part of the anticipation, part of the drama, part of the excitement that is Talladega this weekend. It's just like going to Bristol. You don't know when something is going to happen at Bristol Motor Speedway, whether it's in the spring race or the night race, which will be in the first round of the playoffs in 2020. Bristol, Talladega, those are the style of racetracks that really get all the people just kind of on pins and needles, because you can be dropped out of that race. It could be in the first 15 laps. It could be in the last couple of laps. You never know when the big one's going to happen at a place like Talladega, or if something big is going to happen at a place like Bristol Motor Speedway. And again, I urge everybody to go to bristolmotorspeedway.com/tickets to get their tickets for the spring race next year, as well as the fall race, I guess is what you would say right now. The race in the first leg of the playoffs, easy for me to say, for sure. But I'm really eagerly looking forward to that race next year, because I think it'll provide plenty of drama, just like Talladega will this week for the chase. Hey, remember, coming up, I think it's not this weekend, but it's the following weekend, the Bandit Big Rig Series is at Bristol Motor Speedway. Go to bristolmotorspeedway.com for all the information there as well. The Bandit Big Rig Series is fantastic because you literally, you remember the, you know, tractor trailers that you see on the highway, whether it's on I-95, 85, 10, whatever, around the country. Same style race truck, with the exception of the trailer. Trailer stays off. It's just the tractor part. So the Bandit Big Rig Series is going to be hammering it down, eastbound and down through the Appalachian Mountains at Bristol Motor Speedway on the High Banks. I believe it's October 18th, I believe, but that next weekend, not this weekend, but the following after at Bristol Motor Speedway. So go to bristolmotorspeedway.com and get all the information for that one as well. It's going to be a lot of fun with the Bandit Big Rigs. Also coming up this weekend in the world of short track racing, you got Super Dirt Week, Oswego Speedway in New York. Still miss the fairgrounds at Syracuse, for sure. Miss it. I was there at the several times, but the last two, so much history there. But they built the tradition back up. They put the dirt on Oswego Speedway, and they have the big Super Dirt car, Super Dirt Week there with all their different divisions and so forth, and plenty of racing around the area racetracks as well. The Fast Track World Challenge this Friday and Saturday at I-77 Speedway in West Virginia. That will be a good one for the Pro Late Models, or the Crate Late Models on the dirt. That will be awfully exciting as well. And then one of my favorite events as well, the World Series up at Thompson. They have like 18 different divisions of racing in 3 days. Yes, 18 or so, maybe even more than that now. I remember I used to go up there, and we used to camp out, and we'd be in the parking lot and having fun with my family, and then just watch super modifieds, different types of modifieds, street stocks, midgets, you name it. There are oodles of racing divisions at Thompson Motorsports Park, I guess is what it's called right now, up in Connecticut. And I know Connor Sullivan is looking forward to that one. He works for Speed 51. That's one of his favorite events of the year. And he'll be going that to that race to cover it from an editorial standpoint for Speed 51. So I invite you to get up to Thompson, I-77 Speedway in West Virginia, Super Dirt Week at Oswego, you get Hickory Motor Speedway with the Southern Modified Racing Series this week, Winchester Speedway with modified street stocks, compacts, late models, and a whole bunch more on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What else is going on? The Southern All-Stars Series is at the Talladega Short Track. So if you're in town, and we all love short track racing, right? We're all about hashtag more short tracks here at Speed 51. Make sure you walk across the street, literally, if you're there on Saturday, and go see the Dirt Late Models on Saturday night at the Talladega Short Track. What else we got going on? We got Thunder Valley Karting Complex in South Carolina for karting. Big show, hundreds of carts on the dirt. Yes, dirt track kart racing. Pretty spectacular. That will be in South Carolina this week at the Thunder Valley Karting Complex. And if you can't make it there, you can see that race too as a premium member on Speed 51. Do we have anything else going on? I mentioned a whole bunch of stuff. Sprint cars at New Smyrna Speedway. That'll be fun as well. Terre Haute, the USAC National Sprint Car Series is there. So plenty of racing going on throughout the country. But this is my favorite time of the year. Cooler weather. Felt it today. My wife said, hey, why don't you wear a long sleeve shirt? I said, I could. But honestly, I just moved and they're not unpacked yet. So I got to unpack them before I go to Winchester Speedway this weekend, because I'm sure, not saying it's going to be freezing cold, I'm just saying it's going to be brisk up there. And I cannot wait. Who else wants brisk weather this fall? I'm looking forward to that for sure. But that's all that's going on this weekend. Talladega Super Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series. You got the Winchester 400 is the big race on the pavement this weekend up there in Indiana. Thompson with the World Series with many forms of racing. The Fast Track World Challenge at I-77 Speedway Friday and Saturday in West Virginia. Super Dirt Week up there in Oswego, New York. Plenty of other racing action going on as well. So check out speed51.com for more, and make sure you buy your tickets now at bristolmotorspeedway.com/tickets. And remember, next week, have more questions, would you? I don't know if my phone's broken or what, but didn't see much coming through this week. Next week, you'll be ready. You'll be ready to ask a bunch of questions after Talladega, because there's always plenty of emotion at old Talladega. Thanks for watching The Speed Show with Bob Dillner. We'll see you at the race.
Thanks so much for listening. Like Bruton always says, we work for the fans, and we like making sports and entertainment fun here at Bristol. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, we'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with all of your friends on all your favorite social media channels. Like, follow, or tag BMS Updates so we can join in on the fun too. It's Bristol, baby.